leaders to attentive project managers. They prioritize your needs every step of the way. Trusted by your neighbors, find out why Shull Roofing is the go-to choice for roofing installation, repair, and insurance claims handling. Visit shullroofing.com or check out their reviews on Google today.
KVOE live and local into a Thursday morning. It is 6:52, 19 degrees, a wind chill of plus 4, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE Sunderland's Home Improvement Studio line by our good friend Tony Hines at Diligent Trailers. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Ron. How you doing?
Super fantastic here. Great to talk to you. And what should we start the new year off with, Tony, at Diligent Trailers?
Well, let's start off with Bobcat Grounds Maintenance Equipment. We provide Bobcat compact tractors and attachments, utility vehicles, mowers, articulate wheel machines, tool cats, mini loaders, compact wheel loaders, and Bobcat parts and service. We have several items in stock now and more on the way.
Good to hear that. Well, Tony, which items do you have out there that would help move some snow and ice?
Yes, we certainly have options for that. You know, we have a Bobcat L95 compact wheel loader in stock. It's equipped with a 1.25 cubic yard bucket, and at 75 horsepower, it will certainly get that snow and ice moving. It also has a cab equipped with heat and air, which will keep the operator comfortable as they get the job done.
Well, sounds pretty good. Sounds like a big machine. And what are some other options for maybe moving some more snow and ice, Tony?
Well, we have Bobcat tractors equipped with loaders in stock and several sizes to choose from. You know, I would suggest the Bobcat CT5550 tractor and loader. This tractor has 50 horsepower and a cab with heat and air for that comfortable operating environment.
You know, I know you keep mentioning equipment with cab and heat and air. I really like that feature, especially when it's, you know, single digits out there.
Yes, I agree. But you don't need a cab, as we just sold Justin here in the Emporia area a Bobcat CT2040 tractor and loader Monday. And his first job with his new tractor was to move snow and ice.
You were open on Monday, huh?
Yes, we were. And I heard you made it to work also.
I did. And you sold a tractor on Monday.
Hello?
Hello? And you sold a tractor Monday,
hello?
Right, Tony? You there?
Yeah. I didn't figure we would, but have any customers come in. And Justin arrived early afternoon and went to test drive that tractor. You know, I grabbed the keys and we went out and broke the ice off the seat, cycled the glow plug 3 times, and it fired right up and ran like a champ. You know, it was 12 degrees out, and Justin loaded that tractor up and took it home. We are diligent about our business, and we are a service business just trying to help people out.
Nice job, Tony. Any other suggestions for equipment to move that snow and ice that is still out there?
For smaller areas that are tighter to get around in, we have a Bobcat MT100 mini loader. This loader is a stand-on machine, and it has lots of power in a smaller machine size, and it's ready to start your digging.
Okay, Diligent Trailer is starting the new year off right with Bobcat Grounds Maintenance products in stock, snow and ice removing equipment ready to go at Diligent Trailers. Tony, are you ready?
Yeah.
KVOE, we are live.
And local.
Good to talk to you, Tony. Have a good day.
You too. Stay warm, Ron.
All right. Tony Hines, Diligent Trailers, here with us this morning. Yeah. Need the snow and ice removal equipment. They've got it, and Tony will take great care of you out there at Diligent Trailers. Good morning. It is 6:56. 19 degrees. Wind chill of plus 4 on this Thursday morning. Time for our first look at sports. And with that, here's Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Ron. The number 11 KU men's basketball team raced out to a 17-3 run to start the second half. They blocked out the Sun Devils for a 74-55 victory at Allen Fieldhouse last night. KU went into the break trailing 42-36, but they smothered Arizona State 38-13 in the second half. The Jayhawk women's basketball team was off in the second quarter. That's all the margin Texas Christian needed in an 80-73 victory over the Jayhawks Wednesday afternoon in Allen Fieldhouse. TCU won the second quarter 20-13. The teams played to a level tie in the other 30 minutes of the game. Number 12 Kansas State women's basketball used two big quarters to build their margin on the way to a 71-47 victory at number 22 Utah last night. Wildcats led 20-7 at the end of the first quarter. Utes fought back to close it to single digits at halftime. Then the Wildcats poured it on, winning the third quarter 26-13 and didn't let Utah make it interesting in the fourth. Graduate wide receiver Tyler Common continues to pull in awards. The former Emporia State wideout has been named to the inaugural Walter Camp Football Foundation All-America team. And the Wichita State women's basketball team couldn't stop South Florida. They were smothered 72.